sounds now.
Capital 263.
Here we go. Hey, what up, how you doing? And welcome to 99 The Other Guys. And figuring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes. First of all, I want to say hello to everybody who has downloaded this show. And I want to apologize for not having a show last week. It's been crazy trying to readjust on a couple of things that maybe one day I'll share. But it's been a very, like, you know, sometimes life happens. Today I have got three of some of my coolest friends. Let's start probably. Happy birthday, Mark. Happy belated birthday. Yeah. How old are you now? Tell us.
I'm very old.
Come on, man. You're
too old, bro. Susu, my real friends. I am one and a bit direct.
Actually, don't. Oh, no. Okay. So, like, oh, on I just mean it that way.
Listen.
So don't worry.
Oh, we have got COVID, all right? COVID is a real thing. I ain't trying to give Mark what I might have. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to do that. So I ain't trying to do that. And Mark is gonna tell us how old he is soon in the show. And let me go to Archie. Archie, backstory. I don't have one. I'm sorry. Like, I just don't have anything to say.
I'm used to it now. I know I'm just the boring guy without a backstory.
No, I just don't have.
You can move on to the next interesting person.
Nyasha Tembeza is chasing paper, and I miss her mom. I don't know her, but I really miss your mom. How's she doing?
That is so random.
I know.
You must call her. Nah, you can't be out here in the streets talking about my mama when you're talking to me.
I mean, it is what it is. She hasn't been posting. I've seen a couple of workout videos. I haven't seen a lot more food. I don't know. You know, do you have a target waist that you want to share with people, or it's like you want to, like,
no,
your summer body's made
of
winter?
No, I don't want to share. Okay. I don't want to share because the next thing you'll look at me in the streets and you'll be like, sis, I think it's taken too long to get to where you want to be. Mm. And all that nonsense. I'm not trying to do that. So you'll see me when I get there. You'll know.
Let me tell you one interesting backstory about Nyasha. So Nyasha works a lot, and she's mobile as she works. Sometimes she passes through where I work, and she's like, oh, do you have 5 minutes? And I'm like, cool. So I usually get to link up with her in the middle of the week sometimes. Now, the one thing I want to always avoid is always, you know, to always avoid having Nyasha see me in the same clothes. Right, but it just so happens that every time she comes and passes through to see me, I'll be wearing the same pair of pants, and I'm like, gosh, now this chick's gonna think I either just like always wear the same pants, or I've got 5 colors of the same pants. Like, you know, it's just a weird thing. But every single time, I'm like, okay,
it is what it is. Can only aim the one. This was so own it.
It's not like that.
Take pride, Baba. Take pride in your own.
Okay, but I hope she's doing great. And we've got Miss Mona. What it do? How you doing? I am going to say Miss Mona had a viral tweet that went that was quite popular this week, and I will quote it. I want you to tell me what your mindset was when you tweeted this. Where is that tweet? Where is that tweet? Okay, she said, and I quote. So this is like my best impression of a Mona Lisa voice. A lady told me the reason why I'm so tomorrow is because you look like someone who takes care of you. My mother jumped in and said she takes care of herself. Any man who thinks that's a bad thing can keep walking. I never loved her so much, is what Mona Lisa responded to her mom as. Tell me.
I can't hear you.
How? How can you not hear me?
You're very faint.
I'm sorry. Like,
let me do off his best Mona Lisa impression.
Yeah, well, do you know what? Regardless, okay, can you hear me a little better now?
I also like listen intently. So what was your question about the tweet?
I'm like, okay, so tell me about your viral tweet. So how did that, walk me through, give me a picture, you know, about how that situation happened.
So I usually go pick up my mom. Can you guys hear me clearly though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I usually go pick up my mom when I'm coming from work. Mm. And being as she's been in the same spot for like years, like literally my mom has been tailoring at neighboring shops since before I was born. So people have seen me grow up, and they've seen me from a baby from Hague Park Primary all the way, like until I disappeared to university and stuff. So, you know, you've got those busybodies, mama, which is like, oh my God, wakaro waere, you know. And I was like, nah, not yet. And then she was like, ah, I'm screwed up because, and I was like, what? So my mom was there and that's the reaction she gave. And I was like, oh, okay, sis, look at you backing me up, you know, because knowing her, I thought, you know how my mothers are when it's just me and her, she's like, you always say, why are you not dating someone? Why are you not in a relationship and stuff like that? So I thought she was going to throw me under the bus, but she actually had my back on it. And I was surprised that that tweet went viral. I was like, okay. Why? I looked at it today and I was like, why do I still have notifications from those tweets? But I guess it resonated with a lot of people.
You know, I'm absolutely proud of that. It gets me into like one of the things that I wanted to talk about today. But before I talk about it, I've got one thing, like one more tweet that I want to share. So there was this crazy tweet that happened, and this girl said something like, I'm done dating Twitter guys because this one guy whose crib I went to, he had me eating instant porridge for the whole week, right? And people
are there for the whole week.
She was there for the whole week, and that's why she was being fed, right? So I wanted to ask the girls, and then I wanted to ask the guys, like you guys, if you've ever had a girl over, what are the essentials that you always feel like you need to have in the crib when your girl's gonna come over?
Bread.
Chete, like just bread alone. What's up?
When imagine
I'm with alone, you can only like.
When imagine me like to them kaka, yes. And then obviously I'll tell you bring some more groceries as well because yeah, I ain't gonna be buying food for myself. Nah, you also bring a loaf.
So you guys demand girls to bring stuff for you guys when they're coming over to visit you.
Oh no,
I'm sorry, that is trash.
No. Okay, so, Nyasha, my question to you is: what is a guy supposed to have in his crib when a girl's coming over?
The you essentials. Must have snacks. He must have snack. Wait, food-wise, I think snacks are essential. So chips. We're not even asking for anything fancy. My things. Chai wo. Nema biscuits. Ne tea. Things for tea. So like your coffee, sugar.
Hey.
Rooibos tea bag. You know, just basics, Nyana.
Yeah, I. That's crazy. I don't know. Like I think there was one time when a girlfriend visited, and yeah, I was one of those guys who trash. I just didn't have enough. In my head, I was like, Mark, you're like, we're gonna go and we're gonna shop for stuff that you like, and you're like, dude, really? Like seriously? Just crazy. But
also, I think it kind of depends on the level of how you know that person.
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to impress, you're definitely going to have stuff over in your house. That's what I think. And if you already know me, I mean, people who know me already know I like to eat. I'm sorry. So
is there a girl who doesn't like eating? No, at this point. I'm not insinuating that girls are greedy, but there are way too many times I'm seeing girls saying their love language is food. It's like, guys.
Food?
Yeah.
Food is a whole category now.
Comfort food. We are hungry out here.
But how many girls come to people's houses to eat?
Ooh, good question. Like, are you? This is not in the spot.
In Angu, personally, I always have whatever it is that she wants to eat.
Oh, actually, I hear you. I don't know if people got that, but I got it.
What does she want to eat?
No, please. This is a family show. Okay. So. Still talking about Mona's situation, right? As you know, I've been going through a series of conversations with people who keep asking me and telling me about marriage things. They are saying I'm now ripe and ready to get into the matrimonial stage of my life. But one of the things I realized is that one of the common things, like Mona Lisa correctly said, most girls above, like once you turn 25, beyond 25, this is one question that you're going to get every time there is two or three of family members around you. They'll ask any girl, so when are you thinking of getting married? Like, and stuff, right? At this juncture, I'd like to ask Nyasha, when was the last time you were asked that question by like an auntie? I think Nyasha went to the toilet. All right. She will hear this later. I'm just saying. She's just quiet.
Both Nyasha and Mark have their mics muted, so I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to not have us hear the noise. But let me keep going with my scenario, and I really want to hear your opinion on this, right? So one of the common questions that you will get is, when will you get married? And most of the girls who have told me about the conversations that they've had about this have just started saying, listen, the guys are just not marrying. They're just not. Like, we are dating them. They're not committing. They're not marrying. It's not like we don't want to. I can't force myself to get married to a guy. Like, he has to ask me to get married, right? So I'm thinking, it actually doesn't make much sense for this question to go to girls, because most of the power within the society that we live in actually lies with us guys. So I want to ask the guys, right? And I want to ask the girls, like, if when you have these conversations with guys, and guys, when you guys are having these internal conversations with yourself, why aren't you guys marrying? What's going on?
I want a big. I'm joking.
The honest truth is good. I have a big. And ini ndika maina muone izvi. Muona chionota nditori na mari efio. Ndikati muona, I really want to marry you. We've been together for 2 years now. Can I come through with the 2K I have? Muona nondudzoda ndiri ne 2000. And so they can't say kuti havasi kuda, the guys are not marrying. Ivo vachiri kudhura, vachine ma charges, ma value. On themselves, and because of that, we can't afford that.
So what you're saying is that you can't afford the lobola, but you can afford the girl. Like, you can afford to live with her, but you cannot afford the bridal price. Is that what you're saying?
Look, if I can afford my own rent, and I can afford my own food, and I can afford my own fuel, I can afford to live with another human.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess, but it's not, marriage is not just rent, girl. It's not just rent and food, y'all. It's It's trying to get a house, trying to get, you know, trust funds, trying to get children in this economy. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of expenses, guys, to merge two lives together.
I don't think...
And I think that's kind of scary for guys. I mean, imagine in this era right now, being pregnant.
Yo.
That's...
yeah.
Being pregnant, not just in Zim, but Zim in COVID.
Yeah.
Now, Gaya kuti because the next thing that those niggas who ask you why you're not married, the next thing they ask is, same time my time one.
I don't think it's as difficult as people say. Like, guys, aren't there people working worse jobs than most of us who are getting pregnant and having kids right now?
But they're not living the quality of life that you want your kids to live.
Exactly.
And these girls, I don't know if they, like, if you're going to ask me, okay, Mark, what about you? Like, why aren't you marrying these girls who are willing and ready?
I think you pointed it out exactly to say, it's the quality of life I aspire to and the current situation not being able to support and sustain that quality of life. I can get any chick pregnant, guys. I can go out there and marry any girl. But the afterwards, like the aftermath, are you able to sustain yourself to a level that you want to? Are you able to have that quality of life that you aspire to have? You know, as compared to afterwards, that gives a new life boy before being married, and after marriage, I now start using sauna. I mean, no offense to sauna, it's so bad. So it's more of the quality of life which I aspire to and how I can be able to maintain it after getting married. And it looks like that's the disconnect. That's the hard part. And that's why many guys are reluctant to get into marriage.
So you're only going to get into a marriage when you're rich enough. And when is that going to be?
Like, not rich. No, not rich. When I feel like I'm now financially stable, of which I'm not.
Mona Lisa, do you girls buy this argument, or this is cap? Like, are you girls looking for financial? Are you girls looking for security that much, really?
I don't know, man. Personally speaking, having, being somebody who takes care of themselves, I understand what Mark is talking about having been to reduce or getting into a situation that will not allow you to live the standard of life that you're used to. Because as Mona, I now have things that I think are a given. You know what I'm saying? Like what he's saying, that August and Sona, you know? Then you get married and then things become so tight then that now it almost becomes someone else's fault that you're now in a situation where you're not able to upkeep yourself. Because let's face it, once you stop being an individual and you start being a team, there are a lot of compensatory behavior that's going to happen, especially financially. Because it's not just you guys, it's their family, it's my family. If Gogo gets sick, I can't withhold my coffee money because the draws with our coffee in Swamandi. That money is going to have to go into use Gogo's item. You understand?
I get your logic, but I kind of feel like it's a big fear of the unknown because it's all like something.
And I think, yes, but I think mainly it comes from also the country that I live in. You don't know anything, and it's really it's a scary notion to jump into a black abyss. That's what I'm trying to say. So I understand when men say that. What I don't understand though is them shying away totally from the idea of marriage because they hide behind girls wanting stuff. Now you just haven't met the correct girl who's willing to be in the trenches with you. So it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's kind of difficult.
Actually, you want to?
Inini, what I wanted to say, I know some may not agree with, but my belief is you don't necessarily have to, like, yeah, obviously you need to get to a certain stage to get married, but I feel like stage ya trukujisira as the this is where I should be when I get married is a little too much. When you get married, you shouldn't have gotten enough money. Yoguti, if I get my girl pregnant, now we'll have a baby. Otherwise, no one will ever get pregnant. No one will ever get married. But what I think people should do is, if you are already living sort of the life that you want, I live in a comfortable apartment, I'm happy with the car that I drive, I can support my family whenever. I personally feel like I can take on and have someone else beside. And the lifestyle that I want to get to, I believe I can actually not get to as long as I'm alone. As long as Ndrindega, Jandudozo drive a Range Rover one day. I've stumbled because I've got too many life pressures and no support system. But right now, if you're with the right woman, easy. Like, you upgrade. How many friends of ours do we know who, when they got married, it was post college? But easy, the lives that they live are so much better than the lives that we live. What have you benefited from being single an extra 7 years? Nothing. But all of my homies who got married, their lives are better, in my view. Like, they may not be where they want to be, but their lives are better.
I'd say a good number of the people who are my friends, who I seem to be in very functional marriages, tell me that they should have married earlier, actually. They're like, I've don't see a reason why I waited this long. I should have just done it earlier. And I don't know if that's a function of the great of the dopeness of the marriage itself, or just the idea that, you know, find your forever bay early, start, fall fast quick, like fall fast, first fall fast. That statement, like, quickly fall, quickly grow, and keep quickly getting moving. Because now you've got the Onais of this world who are now, I'm 10 years away from 40. I'm thinking like 10 years away from 40. Like, it's very easy, like, to be like, yo, so I'm approaching my 30s. And I was having a conversation with a friend and I asked them, which age did you feel like you were going to get married? And to me, I thought I was going to get married at 28. I legitimately thought I was going to get married. I'm 2 years away from the target, like, that I had thought for myself. And it's crazy. I don't know if Nyasha's back.
Nah, I'm here. So I was listening a little bit, like, I caught the tail end of what you and Archie were saying about people that regret waiting to get married. I don't know. Personally, initially when I was still young, and I'm like, oh no, by 23 I would have found my partner, by 25 I'll be married and have my first kid. And then I was 25 and I'm just looking here, ain't no nigga in the streets.
Tell me the niggas.
And to a certain extent, I think I personally appreciate the time that I have taken to be by myself. Reason being, when I look back at 23-year-old me, I was a mess. I was an actual mess. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know where I was going. So let alone taking care of myself and then another human. And then best believe when this other human comes, it's just a matter of time before there's another littler human. So I can't say for sure whether getting married earlier would have sped up that process or this route was better. Until I have experienced the marriageness, I think I'm fine as I am getting married at X age.
But the question I have for you, Nyasha, I know a good number of some of your male friends, really cool gents, and I think they're like some really admirable young men. But what reasons do they give you for not marrying? Because girls are like, no, we're not marrying because guys are not asking us to marry them. So what reasons do they give as to why they are not marrying yet? And do you believe them? Are they credible?
They give my reasons like financially. Majority of the time it's to do with the finances of taking care of someone else. So for me, when I say taking care of someone else, I'm looking at it from an emotional point of view, whereas they'd be looking at it from a financial provision point of view. So currently in our economic situation, I can believe them. However, I think a lot of people are getting married. So why can't you? The problem is our parents. They want to charge $5 million for a child. And that is scaring away people.
That's what Archie said.
Shouldn't your love for a person be overriding that fear, though? Like, are we saying we have not found the people that we are willing to go for high stakes for? Because I'm pretty sure that Lobola thing is a negotiation. It's not like a $5 million is a must. I'm just not some Gosha.
You see what I mean? They'll just look at you and laugh and be like, no, go away, take your money with you, we don't care. And one redo is worth $5,000.
Which is why
Mona's suggestion is good, and but most of the girls, to be honest, I can't see 2000 a boyfriend. Boyfriend of 3 years. I'm not going to raise
any money. Wait.
I also have. Yeah.
No, I was gonna quickly ask Mona Lisa, if you had a dude and he wants to marry you, but he only has $2,000. Are you going to say, nah, dude, get your money up first before you even mention my name?
Listen, I've had this talk with my father.
No.
And he said, No. That man has the last say.
Mm.
That man has the last say. So I spoke to him when this issue actually came up in one of the family discussions we were having. And do you know what he said? He said, I would happily accept any amount you think you are worth to that man.
Okay. So
if I think that, listen, dude has 2,000, and I see a workable future with dude, then I'm sorry, I'm gone.
Yours is not a flat
but
fee.
Mona,
it's Mona, not. Yes,
Mona.
Yes, sweetie.
Problem, ka? I think for part of the reason why women then end up being charged, well, men get charged so much, is that it's not always just, if it was just your dad, which is Zivana, sorry, and you understand, you have an understanding, just the two of you, then that's great. But now there's uncle and sekuru and so much and so much and so much who are supposed to then chow from that money that the mkwasha has paid. You know what I mean? So people are then like, we can't then just travel all this way to come and tambira to...
Then don't come, niggas, and send it via EcoCash.
Aye, wa.
My dad has the last say. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right, but I'm just saying.
My father we've been through this sort of negotiations with his sisters, with some of the aunts in the family. This has already been talked about in my family, about how these negotiations go down in my family, the Chishato family. Okay, I understand how all the other people do it. How you guys have each sekuru gets $1, each sekuru gets $10 from that money. I understand all of that. I'm just trying to explain how it happens in my family and what's been said over that.
Okay, so fair enough. Basically, these girls are saying, guys, step up, come with your money. The economy is not an excuse for you guys not to play up. Like, I'm kind of feeling that sentiment. Like, don't be too scared. Like, we're not as scary as you think. True?
True.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel you. These girls want to get married.
At least try.
These girls want to get married. No. Just one more question. Like, Archie, like, here's the thing. This is a question for Archie and Mark. Just on this marriage thing. Again, another conversation I was having with a friend. I asked, if a guy comes through and proposes to you, Mona Lisa, and you're not ready, or no, for whatever reason, you say no, should the relationship go on?
If he asks me to marry me,
yeah,
and I'm not ready.
I don't say you say no. Should it go on? Do you expect another proposal? Should he stay?
It depends on why my no is a no.
Why?
If a no is because I don't see a future with him, then the relationship must not continue. If it's a no because I don't want to get married or to be walking around engaged to him yet, then shouldn't it continue?
Archie, are you going to stay for that? Are you going to stay? Like, will you stay if you propose to a girl, she says no? Will you stay?
I wouldn't stay because it means you're already not on the same page. Why the hell would you propose to someone if you guys are already on different pages? Like, I feel like as a guy, I'm not proposing. Something must be telling you that, you know what, I am ready, she is probably ready. But if you propose and then she chooses no, you guys are not on the same page. You are not on the same page at all.
Question.
I wouldn't stay.
I second that.
Mark seconds that. So, yes, what's your question?
I'm forgetting that Mark is in this conversation.
Yeah.
She's so quiet.
I think it's also an issue of communication. You know, you should be in a space whereby you're having this conversation.
Yes.
You know, babe, I think we should be married in the next 2 to 3 years. Okay, Sakaichi, may I think I want to propose? You know, how do you think about that? Yeah, it's okay. So you can propose, GGG. Then you kind of have a road plan from there. Not kungoti, bam, brah, just straight up, yo, will you marry me without having talked about it? That's kind of scary, guys. I also get it from that point of view to say, I hate surprises, so at least talk to me about it, you know, and then we see where our minds are and if we're on the same page or not, and then we take it from there. It's not like something you should just be done, you know, on the fly, like, bam, you wake up tomorrow, you're like, yo, chick, let's get married. Would you marry me? You know, talk about it and work from there.
Okay, that's fair. I want to quickly move on to the next thing. I know Mona said a question. Do you want to let that fly before we go? Okay.
No, it's okay. Mark addressed it
quickly.
Because I wanted to ask, do proposals just come from out of the blue or do people talk about it? But Mark has said the correct thing.
Okay, I feel you. The next thing I want to talk about gets a little political. And I want us to quickly do it in the next couple of minutes because, well, it is political. So you guys know the journalist, award-winning journalist, Hopewell Chingono, who did this expose. He's been exposing lots of corruption that's been happening in the country. He's a journalistic voice that's counter some of the bad things that I think our government is doing, or some of the wrong things our government is doing. Now, recently he was arrested for apparently, allegedly subversion of a constitutionally elected government and inciting violence, I guess, through the 31 July protest that we talked about a couple of episodes ago. Now, question I have is that you've seen a lot of people online saying free Hopewell, and all that, like the online support on it. But then a good number of people are saying we're failing him. The question is, what are people supposed to be doing, like, to unfail him? Do you feel like the fight of a solo activist is truly solo? Do they deserve the support that you give or people give? And when people are saying we're failing him, what do they expect other people to do?
It's funny that the people who are saying that we're failing him are saying it online. They're not acting on it. I honestly have, to be honest, I've just been trying to block it out because I think you guys addressed it in the previous podcast to say we are tired of this. And I, for one, have been trying to block it out. You know, everything, the July 31, the everything that has been happening. So I've just sort of taken myself out and shut out everything about the 31st of July protests, the Hopewell arrest, and all of that. And because I feel like I can't do it anymore, I'm tired. Therefore, I'm like, hey, me, I'm just going to do, I know it sounds selfish, I'm just going to try and not act or behave in a certain way because, yeah, whether you do something or not, there's always going to be someone saying you're doing the wrong thing. So yeah, I'm just chilled on that issue.
I guess I think I'm like everyone's quiet. I'm waiting.
Yeah. Okay. So from what I saw, people wanted to support Hopewell by signing the petition and putting hashtag Free Hopewell in every tweet or Facebook post.
Does that have an impact?
I don't know when we thought or when we decided as a generation that social media, I don't know whether it was when we did the event thing, but I feel like with the event thing, it was backed up with action when people went to the courts and they stood for him and everything. But when you say you want people to support the issue, how do you want me to support it? Because I can tweet Free Hopewell and then what? That's not really going to have an impact. The only impact it will have is to bring in attention of press and media from outside the country. But what have they ever done for us instead of just making us a sensational story that runs for about 24 to 48 hours, and then next week they've forgotten about it. The day we decide that we're going to step away from our phones and actually do some action about things that are on our hearts that we're passionate about, that's the day that we can talk about support.
Okay. But what is said action? Is always the question I have left. Yeah.
Sorry,
don't want to bait me. That needs to be done. We all know it.
All right, I don't know it, but
the same way that they are repeating tactics from 1978 is the same way we need to also repeat tactics. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
The honest truth is, I don't know what I personally don't know what needs to be done. But look, Hopewell kind of knew this was going to happen. There's one of the talks that he did with What's-His-Face a few weeks ago.
Clever.
And he mentioned the whole thing. Unfortunately, even if you're within MDC, for example, if you say, guys, what we are doing right now is not good, people then say you're of the opposite party. I believe part of what he was just trying to do could have actually been saying there are rotten apples within, and it may not have been Munuese. He could have been saying there are rotten apples. But the minute you shed light to people's dirty linen in this country, it becomes an issue. So I don't know what people want me to do. Do they want me to tweet more? What can I do? How have I let Hopewell down? They obviously haven't jailed him for nothing. They found something in the constitution or somewhere in the law to arrest him for. And he will have to stand to go to court for that particular thing. So what can you on Twitter or in life do right now other than just attend that court case? If it's a lawyer, maybe you can offer your services, but what do people expect us to do?
Yeah, that's the question I had as well. I just...
That's what people want us to do. To go into the street.
Yeah, no, COVID. People are dying. Like, for me, like, people are dying.
And you know what's the worst thing? Unfortunately, in this country, there are certain people who can do certain things and get away with it because of either the notoriety you gain or the people you eat with. You understand what I'm saying? In any moment, they get into an activism page, ganguga. We don't even know where Mona went. Or I can be arrested and there'll be no hashtag free Mona for me. You understand? So anything personally and they could pin the munyas and sing a concept of good and egg. So when you say support Hopo, I can tweet free Hopo. But I'm sorry guys, I'm not about to put my face and my name on something that me and my family cannot stand on something that might get me and my family in trouble. Do you understand? I'm just trying to keep my nose clean, stay away from COVID, you know, eat Moxie Mascadmane.
I feel you on that. I think that they kind of puts a cap on this whole issue, because I was wondering, like, what is it that people are supposed to do? And, well, I just didn't know. So I guess, yeah. Last thing I want to talk about. This, I would like to hear from Nyasha. Nyasha Tembeza, you like Tino Shinyani as a celebrity, yeah?
Yes, I do know Tino Shinyani.
Do you know him personally?
No, I do not.
What do you like about him?
Why?
Tell me more.
I love his face. I love his face. I love his dimples. I love his body. He just seems like cool people, but then he's also like those cool people that you want to see from afar and not actually hang out with, because I think they'd get annoying.
Yeah. So he annoyed a couple of people on Twitter recently. When
He's a model.
And I think he's a model.
And he's also a TV personality. South African.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He's a handsome dude. I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't gonna front. I ain't gonna front. But the thing is, recently, so just to speak on the hopeful thing, a lot of people are calling celebrities to speak out about it. They're like, oh, speak out about hopeful, whatnot. And I know Shasha got all those smoke. They're like, why aren't you speaking out about it? Then this guy, Tenyo Chinyani, bless his soul, he said, free hopeful. Like, so that was kind of weird. I'm not gonna lie, the socks that he was wearing were dope.
Was that not just a typo thing, guys? I feel like we need to nitpick all these things.
Still, it just felt a little weird, and people were on his case. And I've always got a thing against why we've got so much celebrity hate. But I want to talk about this one specifically, and I don't even know how I totally missed this one. Pokelo recently said there was an article that came out. A Big Brother finalist, a lady named Pokelo Nare, said on, like, there was an article that came up where they said that she said that Zimbabwean women don't bath. And me being the smart person that I am, I was like, wait, okay. So I saw a lot of girls just arguing about it, that just being messed up, that angry about it, saying, you know what, screw that, just because she thinks she's light, so therefore she thinks everyone else doesn't bath. But then I read I listened to the actual recording of what she was talking about, and she was basically saying that, no, your appearance is everything. Like, your appearance is everything. Mm-hmm. You just work hard on your appearance and stuff. And then when I triangulate all this, like, the anger that was aroused from a false statement, the anger people had against Shasha, the vitriol that this guy got for saying hopeful and not hope well, and all these other celebrities, My mind goes to, are we putting unnecessary pressure on the wrong people to do the things that we feel like they should do? Especially when it comes to artists speaking about politics, why should we feel like they should? Should they do it? I mean, I know it's different from the Pokelo thing, but like the other stuff first.
I think they should do it as much as we should. As much as you should talk about or call people out, then that's the same value that celeb should also put on it. But in the same breath, if you as a person can be like, I don't give a fuck about what's going on. I don't give a fuck about the whatchamacallit, the 31 July. I don't care about that. Then they can also do the same. They should be allowed to do that, is what I feel.
Yes. I completely concur. Like, why are we putting pressure on them to be something that they don't, they're not? Why force what we think they should believe in to for them to believe in it? I hope you understand what I'm saying. It's like the end of a very long day, but I hope you get what I'm saying.
I feel.
We understand you.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we see it happening in America, whereby celebrities take a very strong stand on issues to do with injustice or anything. Look at Colin Kaepernick, look at J. Cole, look at all these people who then come out and talk against whatever is happening. And I guess as a nation, we want the same from those people. We're like, come on, guys, do the same. But I do get what Nyasha was saying, to say, and Archie as well, Kuti, if we're not as invested, why do we expect them to be invested as well in the issue, right? And it makes perfect sense, you know, because if we then put them under so much pressure, we are now being hypocritical and it won't get us anyway. And I guess as a nation, we are just looking for a face of the struggle. We don't know where it comes from, be it the celebrities, be it the opposition or whatever. We just want a face, and I guess we're frustrated that we are not getting that face, you know, which people can then look up to and that one unifying factor. So,
I feel you. Yeah. I feel you. I feel you. I totally agree. I also kind of feel like, guys, they're artists. Let them do their job. Their job.
I have nothing smart to say.
Yeah, I've got nothing smart to say. Like, I feel like, yeah, the show is done. We might as well just talk about.
Wait, I have something smart. Okay.
No, oh, wait, I didn't. So I thought you said you had nothing smart to say. Please, Nyasha, go on.
No, I was just saying. I think it's just also just echoing what Mark was saying, that sometimes we want celebrities to speak on something that they actually don't know anything about. So, and then when they start sounding stupid, you then, like how Tino Chinyani, okay, shame, not stupid. Excuse me. when they start sounding uninformed and just trying to fumble with words and facts and figures that they see online, which aren't always true, we then come at them for it. So rather, someone keeps their silence and they get informed and then speak about it, or just keep quiet altogether. It's not necessarily that they don't support whatever it is that's going on. It's just that they can't speak or maybe relate to what exactly is going on.
And their lives are in danger as well. It's not like we haven't seen some of the top celebrities not getting arrested. So they also have to. Every one of us has got the beauty of anonymity, but they don't. So it's like, and I kind of feel like how we just kind of feed them to the wolves sometimes, and then we leave them there. Ugh, it's kind of scary. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear you.
Our country, as much as it is theirs.
Yes, that is right. So do you think that our country has girls that bath though? Like, do you think Zimbabwean girls bath?
We're a mixed bag. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah.
Sometimes, actually, I'm not gonna lie to you. 60% of the time, I'm not trying to be overly bathed. I don't know if that makes sense.
You're not like, trying to put effort on.
I'm not trying to slay every single time that I step out the door. It's just not. It's not gonna make sense for me.
Bath today, guys. Leave her alone. She didn't bath today.
I haven't bathed. I'm not even gonna lie. I mean,
people bath on Sundays.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna hold you, bro. That ain't gonna lie.
I call it bath on Sundays because of going to church. But otherwise, if that wasn't it, none of us here will be bathing on a Sunday.
Especially because and this stay home and work from home thing has just like killed some of us even more. Yeah, so
soap is not moving the right way. Like, it's just not. Like, you know, like, the only reason why we haven't bought Sona is because we still have our Lifebuoy. Like, it's not finishing. It's like, yo, It is what it is.
And you know how it is. Bathing yeah.
Bathing during COVID is a luxury. It's a waste of time. Like, bathing for who? For the why? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I mean, it's not necessarily a luxury. We're supposed to be washing ourselves to keep germs and stuff off of us. So, yes.
But
where will you get germs when you're in the crib, though? Like, I'm just saying, you're in the house.
Ah, they'll float through the air. They'll float, Nyana, and just, you know, they'll find a way.
Well, I don't know. I personally, I think that maybe the whole idea of bathing is not that actually washing, but like, as Zimbabwean girls, like, generally style icons. You know, I think. Like, do you look at like
there are
no, but you know how it is. Like, when you think of women from, say, I don't know, South Africa, sometimes you hear, like, I'm just using the ones that are talked about by guys, like, oh, South African girl, or even girls, like, South African girls bath. I'm like, do they, or is it like a style thing? Like, are we stylish as mom and girls, like, out here? Do they, like, you know, do they, are they
on what income from which boutiques?
So, we're all gonna blame it on the economy. Like, I'm not saying they aren't, saying.
Well, I was going to say there are no options, shopping options.
Oh, okay.
There are very few shopping options. And then if you want to get stuff tailored, it's also a home mission. But in the sense that Pokelo spoke about bathing, I don't think it was just about actual soap moving.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how when we say, ah, Naswaka Geza, it's more like, you're looking really sharp. You're looking really smart. You're looking well put together. So in that sense, I don't think Zimbabweans are on that level on average. Yes, you do have your select few that are always there. There are some, maybe like 30, 40% that are every single time you see them on fleek, hair, nails, shoes, everything done. And then there's everyone else who has like on days, off days. Even on the on days, it's not quite sparkling white on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
the sneakers are a little.
But we try. Zimbabweans really try.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Like, I think one person that I know is always slaying is the homie Hastings. Congratulations to him. If you look at his social media.
Oh, for sure.
Hastings is always looking great. I talked to him just before he sealed the deal, and he was like, no, I'm stressed. I'm like, stressed about what? And in my head, I was like, he's probably just stressed because he wants to kill it on the dressing, and he kills it. I honestly have got no words for him. He is one of the most stylistic guys I have seen. He's always on point. His house is on point. His baby's on point. His wife is on point. It's like always really cool. So I I'm sure you can appreciate on pointness of people. Chill. But hey, I don't know. That's all I have to say for this episode, really. Like, guys, I'm sorry for not putting up episodes before. I don't know. Do you guys have anything else to say? I want to say I love you all. Shout out to everyone who contributes to this episode via texting and stuff. Sometimes conversations don't have to be too serious. But yeah, I'm done. I'm just saying, yeah, next week we've got another episode, I guess. Like, we'll figure it all out. Anyone else got something to say?
We should have an episode in the streets, bro. Like, on the 31st. Just for the...
I ain't going nowhere on the 31st. I'm chilling. I'm chilling inside the house.
On the 31st, streets Magumbeza, Netflix, nah, and chill. No,
like, for me, like, I'll say it's COVID. I'll just say it's COVID. It's COVID because people are dying. So, guys, wear your masks. Like, seriously, wear your masks. I know someone who I knew who passed away from COVID, and it's not cool out there. So, just be careful. You are not immune. And the guy was big and bulky, and you would not think he would die from COVID. But as a public health professional,
because COVID comes for tiny people.
Yeah,
like you and I.
Yeah, bro. And I can't even run. Like, this whole curfew thing is messing up the vibe, bro. Like, it's scary. I don't know if it's affected you
wake
guys.
Wake up and run in the morning. Don't use curfew as
no.
An
but
excuse.
I wake like, up and nothing, I run because before, I run before six. That's the thing.
Exactly. Oh, I see.
Yes. Guy, you live 5 minutes away from work. Why are you running before six?
Because I like that there's not too many cars on the road. It's cooler. It's just emptier. Is this better?
Hang on. It's not safe. It's Zimbabwe.
No, I mean, like, half five-ish, quarter to six, you know, it's a little, There's a little, you know, some light.
Yeah, so then like 4 to 6, 15 minute wait is not going to kill you, honestly.
No, like, no, my day would have started. I can't, no, can't do that. Because there'll be too many people in the road. Now you're trying to duck cars. You're running in the cycle lane. And it's a stress. Well, anyone who runs in the avenues understands that early morning running is the best way to run.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying Archie doesn't relate anymore.
He doesn't. he lives in the burbs. You don't get it no more. Like, you can run out there and you see like white people running with little dogs. It's good for him.
And he waves his hand and yeah.
And he waves his hand. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Harrison. Good morning, young man. Like, yeah, he lives that life now.
Ouch.
It's cool, guys. Mark, any last words? Mark, I want to add you to the 99 and the other guys group. You've made it, so yeah, shout out to you.
Yeah, finally.
Wow, you don't look so happy about it, dude.
No, I'm adding you in the group now. Like, hold on. I'm adding you in the group now. Like, I'm actually... And happy birthday to Amari. She knows herself. Her parents know herself.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Miriam. Happy birthday to Mona Lisa. Shout out to her. Yeah, all y'all's like 2 birthdays. Like, yo. Yeah, all of you. Wish you the best.
Mark. The month of King Queens.
Whatever. You're in the group now.
What do you mean? Both of where?
Okay, guys. Well, great, guys. We'll see you guys around. Take care of yourselves and download the episode, share with a friend, and have fun. Well, yeah.
Thanks, Sony.
Social media. So, social medias, just in case.
Kindness, Mark.
Achimoyo, no social media.
Mark.
Kindness, Mark. Twitter.
Nyasha.
I love how Mark thinks people can spell
kindness. I am Nyasha.Timbeds on Twitter, Nyasha.Timbeds on Instagram, fudge cake. Can I do it again? Okay, I'm gonna start again. My name is Nyasha Natasha Timbeds on Facebook. I'm Nyasha.Timbeds on Instagram and Nyasha_Timbeds on Twitter. There we go, I got it right.
Yeah. Kimes, how do you spell your very complicated Twitter name like Archie was alluding to?
KYMESMARK.
Okay. And hopefully next week we'll be saying Manchester United is going into the Champions League. But I don't know. I don't know who was playing right now. My heart's in my chest right now. So
as the game started.
Yeah. One half time. Yeah. Oh. And the goal that we did was ruled offside. So okay, cool. Anyway, guys, bye. On 9 all social media platforms, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, but I love you all, by the way. Bye.
Bye. And now. Capital 263.